Blake and Devo wake up your family on Coast 93.1.
Hello, hello, good morning. It's 5:40, Blake and Devo show live from Sharon and Amy's house in Portland. If you want us to come to your place, we'll bring breakfast too from Heidi's Brooklyn Deli. They're coming by in a bit with a whole spread. They serve breakfast all day right there by the mall in the Hannaford Plaza. You could go to coast931.com if you want us to come to your house. Hey, heads up. Normally we do the blown off replay here, but instead of now, it's going to be coming up at 6:05. Okay. I don't want people freaking out. By the way, that's Pierce the dog, who you can hear clacking around, who's like, he is just a little.
Hey! We got friends coming.
Oh, hey, good morning.
Hi, Vicky.
So before, is that a mimosa to go?
No.
Okay. Hey, royal wedding.
Yes.
24 hours from now.
Did you see the breaking news?
Well, who's going to, so Meghan's father isn't going.
No.
That was a whole drama. And then was it her mom who's going to walk her down the
yes.
aisle?
Yes.
She's going to walk her down the aisle, her mom?
She's not.
Oh, she's not.
No, there's breaking news. Did you not see it?
No.
Really? Prince Charles is going to walk her down the aisle.
Prince Charles! He's actually going to use his ears to flap down the aisle. Fly her down the aisle.
So his father, Harry's dad, is walking down the aisle, which I think is really sweet,
that's
right?
Cute. That's cute.
Camilla's like, okay, you don't have to sit with me. I'll go.
All right, Camilla. I forgot about Camilla.
Camilla, right? Yeah. The evil witch, who everyone likes now.
She was an evil witch for a while?
Well, I mean, he didn't want to be with Diana. He wanted to be with Camilla, and the queen wouldn't allow it. So, but now he's with the woman that he loves. And I always think, you know what? This is what the world's about. Marry who you love. And he loved Camilla, but they wanted, you know, Princess Diana and heirs and all that.
Well, when you're royal,
yeah.
It's a little different,
yeah.
You know?
So I think that'll be really sweet.
You know what I heard yesterday about the queen's money?
What?
She gets like $80 million a year as like a stipend.
Really?
From the people
that seems like a lot of money.
UK, yeah. Well, have you seen those castles? You can vacuum that whole thing, you know?
You need a lot
of housekeepers.
It takes
a lot of staff, yeah.
I know.
That's a big staff. Well, and a lot of them are how old? You know, 400 or 500 or 600 years old.
Oh, so God, maybe even older than that.
To keep up with the plumbing is
right.
$2 million, you know? Well, imagine.
Well, and how much do you think those weddings cost?
Oh, a lot.
Do you know after they get married, they're going to do an hour carriage ride around Windsor?
Oh, geez.
I know, right? She's going to have to be smiling. You know, she's going to be bustiered into that dress. She's going to be like, I need some of Eva's, you know, those...
blotting papers?
Yes, because she's going to be shiny.
Yeah, $1 million alone for the blotting papers. Well, here's the thing about a carriage ride. It looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also walking behind a horse that's mm-hmm. like just... pooping a foot from you.
Yeah.
It's really
bags.
Not that glamorous.
They put the poop bags on them. The poop bags on their buttholes.
Yeah. Well, no, if it's a royal thing, they probably just poop in the street and have cleaner uppers.
Right. That's scurrying behind them in their little outfits.
The poop cleaner uppers.
I have
See,
people.
It adds up quick. This is why the queen needs all that money.
People I know are setting their alarms. They're making popovers or scones or scones. Like all these Facebook friends of mine. And I want to say... Are you bleeping kidding me? But yeah. I don't want to rain on someone's parade.
No, you would never do that. You would never do that. First words when she walked in this family's house were, wow, the dog's a little fat. Good morning.
Okay, he is a porker. Sorry. I mean, come on.
He's a sweetheart. We put a photo. If you want to see Pierce, he's like a little mastiff pit bull mix who has the most adorable underbite. And which clearly does not impede the food going in. You could go to Coast 931 on Facebook. So Eva had her date with the CPAP crush Chuck yesterday. See how that went.
No, it's not a date.
Next. Oh.